I was out there in the booth. They wasn't shooting up in the air. They were shooting at me. And it was so hard. And at the time, I didn't know anything about the Lord. I had been to church. I hadn't committed my life to him because I didn't know how. It's amazing what people do in church and don't tell people the real truth. We need to know how to tell people to give their hearts to Jesus. You don't need to be talking about shaking the preacher's hand. They ain't going to do you one bit of good. It's receiving something from God. And I love the way Gloria Copeland says it. It just cut all the chase and get right down to the meat. Get right down to the heart of the matter. She said, Lord, she didn't know what to say. You know, like, you know, some of the things we lead you into saying. She didn't know anything about the scripture. She just said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. And did he ever? And some of you need to do this. Instead of running through all this pain, trying to be cool. You know, you can live a good life. You can live a godly life and not be caught up in all this crap. What I mean by this stuff, the world trying to put pressure on you, you got to dress this way. You got to live this way. You got to go to this club. You got to go to that thing. You don't got to do anything like that. Give your life to Jesus and now, Lord, tell me how to live it. Just tell me how to live it. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Now, if you try to live it like the religious folks tell you, you're going to be so sad and so bummed out till you think God is dead. But let me get to Peter. That's why I started, didn't I? Okay. I'm already 10 minutes over. But really, I'm still short because y'all took... He said in verse 3, if so be that so ye have tasted the Lord, that he's gracious, to whom coming as unto a what? Living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. See, we came to this same stone that Nebuchadnezzar saw cut out of a mountain without a hand. The same stone Peter's talking about. This is the living stone. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And this stone is precious because what we deserve, he did not give it. He took it. And he took it from us, bore it for us, redeemed us from it, and made us what God wanted us to be. And that's a libelous stone. He died the debt that we was in, paid the price for it, satisfied the claim to justice. God saw he was innocent in his death, that he died. In other words, he was crucified, killed, and destroyed for something he did not do. And when he satisfied the claims of justice, paid everything in full, he could not be held guilty for something he did not do. So God, in his wisdom and who he is, could legally, rightfully raise him from the dead and call him to live with him again. And that lifeless stone will become living stone from that stone. So let me read on just a little further. Now notice I read verse 4 again. To whom cometh? As unto a living stone. Disallowed indeed of men. See, men don't accept this. But chosen of who? But chosen of God and precious. He said, ye also are as what? Ye also as what? Lively stone, built up a spiritual house in holy priesthood. Look who you are now. To offer up spiritual sacrifice. You should never in your life allow your flesh, your mind, the person sitting beside you, the person you work with, or whoever it may be, mother, father, sister, brother, preacher, deacon, whoever, you should never allow them to interfere with your praise and your worship. You should never allow your feeling to interrupt you and say, I don't feel like worshiping. You should never let your feeling interrupt you. Say, I may look like a fool. Shut up. I ain't ask you nothing because you ain't got nothing to do with this. He had made me alive. I was dead. I was doomed. I had no way out. He brought me out of my death into life. And you think you're going to make me be quiet? You better shut up and get out of my way. Because I'm going to pray. I'm going to worship. I'm going to bless him because I was headed to hell and destruction with no way out. And you're going to make me be quiet? I don't think so. Hallelujah. Notice what he said. I built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up what? Spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in scripture, and that's written. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, and I know he is. Jesus, Jesus, you're so precious to me. You're my life, you're my joy, you're my savior, you're my redeemer. You're the reason why I have this freedom. You're the reason why I live today. Jesus, Jesus, you're so sweet to me. And I worship you and I bless you and I give praise to you, for you redeem me out of the hand of darkness, out of the hand of bondage, out of destruction. And you brought me into the kingdom where there's peace, joy, and liberty. Jesus, Jesus, how sweet it is to call that name. Now I'm reading on again. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. I believe the New King James said, not put to shame. Hallelujah. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made what? Head of the corner. Just because they didn't want it. And you know, he came to his own, the Bible says, and the own received him not. Huh? And he walked among them. They never accepted him. Am I right? I'm closing now. Notice I closed my iPad. Somebody say, pull his watch off too. So what did that mean? It don't mean a thing. Yeah, it does. The same had become the head of the corner. Verse 8. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumbles at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But you, I'm talking to you. But you, who are you? You're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, huh? That you should do what? You should